know that you can stay another day. I'm standing on my toes, know there's nowhere left to go. Except the day that I first showed you, the day that I first showed you my front door. A lot of time has gone by, so many things have changed. Everyone has moved on. Remember back when we were the best of friends. Now all those days are gone. So you take a trip down memory lane and wind up at my door again. The one thing you know that you can stay another day. Why standing on my toes? You know there's nowhere left to go. Except the day that I first showed you, the day that I first showed you my front door. Standing on my toes, you know there's nowhere left to go. Except the day that I first showed you, the day that I first showed you my front door. The day that I first showed you my front door. The day that I first showed you my front door.
Good afternoon. It is 3:04, and you're listening to The Underworld on WSCA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM. It's Mike and Kaylee.
Hi.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Papa.
And we are on early today again.
Woohoo!
You guys can't get rid of us. You could turn off the radio, but we don't want you to do that.
Nice. Give them the idea, Dad.
Yeah. Dad. Like they're not, like they don't get that idea from me anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so we're doing an extra hour today. So I hope somebody's out there listening. We've got some excellent local music to play today. Good music, but wow, what a storm out there. Nasty weather. We'll talk about that more later. That last song was by Spawning Echoes. The song is called People Forget. Spawning Echoes is an outstanding band. We're going to have them on the show with us in 3 weeks on August 1st. We'll have Spawning Echoes in the studio with us. Today, we have a sick drummer by the name of Steve Dow who's going to come in. So if you're a drummer, if you love a drummer, if you've ever heard a drummer, then listen and we'll be listening to some of his work, and we'll be talking with him about some interesting things that he's done. Kaylee's very quiet.
I'm really tired.
Yeah, Kaylee was up all night.
But I got paid for it.
That doesn't sound right, Kaylee.
yeah, okay, let me clarify that. All right. You know, I didn't even think about that until you said it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, rewind.
Kaylee is a counselor
with
the New Heights program, and they had a function all night long.
Oh, that sounded great, too.
That's not so bad.
We went camping.
Well, they went camping, okay.
And we had to stay up.
You're camping in a cabin. That's not camping.
It's called a yurt, bud.
A yurt.
A yurt.
A yurt, bud?
A yurt. It looks like a big birdcage.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, with that, let's move on to some more music. This is a band that we played last week. We didn't play this song. This is Bottoms Up from their album Whiskey Down, and this song is Every Time We Touch. We just got a request for a band that I actually went and saw just last Friday. I love these guys. They put on a great show. So here's Windowpane with Down.
Well, crawling deep inside me like a race. You're a rat in a cage with the mentality of a long lost sage. With the words of life type fresh on the page, every sentence gets burned and it remains the same. But still I wake up before most in the morning. The alarm clock provides such an ironic warning of what's to come on a path already chosen. As the sun shines down, it can't melt what's frozen on the windowsill. I rest my chin as I ponder. I catch myself before my thoughts start to wander. The sands of time get washed up with the tide. I'm trapped inside, trying to get outside.
Right, that last song was by 12 Tone Note. The song's called Outside. They're another band I saw last Friday night, and I thought they're a young band. They did a great job on stage, and I dug them. Before that, we had Craving by Vegas Temper out of Manchester. Take a pause here for some underwriting announcements and weather. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is supported by our listeners and by Black Sheep Design Company, providing creative custom-printed T-shirts and stickers to bands, businesses, schools, and other Seacoast organizations. You can call them at 603-431-6801, or you can visit their website at www.blacksheepdesigncompany.com. And taking a look at the weather, well, if you've looked outside, you know it isn't real pleasant right now. We've got heavy rain forecast for the rest of the afternoon, and for tonight, heavy rain. Low of 69 tonight. Wednesday, chance of thunderstorms with a high of 81. Wednesday night, chance of thunderstorms with a low of 67. Thursday, chance of thunderstorms with a high of 74. Thursday night, chance of thunderstorms with a low of 63. Friday, hey, we're getting rid of the thunder. It's just a chance of rain. High of 83, and Friday night is going to be partly cloudy with a low of 66. And
oh, it seems a little familiar,
doesn't it?
Just a little.
We're it's like Groundhog Day. You ever see that movie?
I hate that movie. stop. Just nope.
That movie was excellent. Sorry, Kay. I'm just making her roll.
I'm gonna smack it
doesn't translate to radio, but she's rolling her eyes at me, which is exactly what I was going for.
I'm going to smack him. All right. Programming on Ports Community Radio is made possible with the support from our listeners and the Portsmouth Herald, your homepage, providing news and information for the greater Seacoast. 1-888-736-4061 for convenient home delivery. They are online at www.seacoastonline.com.
So how about some Mongrel, Kaylee?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes, please.
All right. Here's Mongrel with Shut Your Mouth. We'll be right back. Time out a second.
Distraction.
We got distracted. Well, I got distracted. I let myself get distracted, and yes, I'm sitting at the board, and we're going to, because I like him so much, and because somebody is kind enough to actually call and request a song by him, we're going to play another Windowpane song.
Wait, hold on. Don't hit play yet.
Okay.
Just ready for this? I don't know if anybody heard that.
That was easy.
There is no point to that.
All right, no, absolutely not at all. Hit play.
This is Windowpane. Take the pain.
Outside, I am tired of
great one. That's Mary by I. A great, great band out of Manchester. I know you're already tired of hearing me say great, great band, so we'll look for some other adjectives. Kaylee says fantabilistic. They're going to be our guests on the show on the 25th of July, so we're really looking forward to that. But right now, Kaylee and I are seriously feeling a Maiden moment coming on, so we're going to play a couple Iron Maiden songs here for your enjoyment. Actually, it's more for ours, but I hope you enjoy too.
I'm
If you're wondering about the local connection with the Iron Maiden, Nickel McBrain was the incredible, amazing Nickel McBrain. The amazing Nickel McBrain.
The magnificent.
If you don't know who he is, you need to know who Nickel McBrain is. He is simply one of the greatest. He's my favorite drummer of all time. But, of course, he plays drums for my favorite band of all time. So we had to play some Iron Maiden.
Same
but
here.
He was at a Mind Shot show last Saturday. Wish I'd been there.
Wish you'd been there, dude.
I wish I'd been there.
Ah, sorry.
I've never met Nico, never met anybody in Iron Maiden. I'd love to.
If you know me, then you know how obsessed I am with Maiden.
Absolutely.
It's insane. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible with the support from our listeners and by Jeremy Heflin Photography, offering professional photographic services to capture your wedding, special event, or portrait. 603-969-6533 or heflinphoto.com.
Take another quick look at the weather here. Looking outside the studio.
There's the sun.
Yep, but it's still raining. But not as hard as it was only moments ago.
Yeah, but there's the sun.
But guess what's in the forecast, Kaylee?
More rain?
Rain!
Woo!
Heavy rain.
Who's got the arc?
I don't know, but but there's somebody at the studio here has a canoe on the top of their SUV. I thought that was a particularly good idea. Okay, so late afternoon today, heavy rain. Tonight, heavy rain. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, chance of thunderstorms. Thursday, chance of thunderstorms. Thursday night, chance of thunderstorms. Whew. Friday, chance of rain. Friday night, partly cloudy. All week long, highs tend to be in the low 80s, except on Thursday it's the mid 70s, and lows are from the high to mid 60s. It's just, I can't even look at that anymore. I can't take it anymore. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible with support of our listeners and the Portsmouth Brewery. You know, as soon as I start going fast, I start. Yes. Serving the Seacoast since Okay, let's start that part again. The Portsmouth Brewery, serving the Seacoast since 1991 at 56 Market Street. You can get more information at www.portsmouthbrewery.com. So now we're going to actually turn back to some local music. We're also still waiting for today's guest to show up. He should be here any time now. His name's Steve Dow. He is one sick drummer.
If he's listening, get over here. We want to talk to you.
Yes. And he's going to have some of his work for us to listen to and ooh and ah at. And I guarantee you will ooh and ah.
Not ew. Ooh.
Yeah, not ew. It's ooh.
That was easy.
Stop with the button.
Kaylee,
you
was
don't get
torturing.
Any more buttons.
Kaylee was torturing me with that button all last week.
Hey, yeah, but not on the air.
I think they're
here. They're here.
All right. Well,
Cape.
In the meantime, here we're gonna play a song that we played last week. This is Skamatutra. Thank you. The tongue twister today. I don't know. Skamatutra, and the song is Emo Patrol.
control. We're burning their sweaters!
Our guest Steve Dow is now in the studio. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
And we've got Guy Harvey here again.
Hello, everybody.
He's my best friend. He can show up all the time. He's also good friends with Steve, so.
The ratings will go down.
Oh.
No, Guy censors himself on the air. It's amazing to see him do it.
It's kind of scary, actually.
He's got a Gillette censor with him?
No. In other words, I use a lot of colorful metaphors in regular life. Which I cannot use on the radio, so I have to be very careful about every
other word. I'll just jump in here and finish your sentence for you.
But it's true.
There's a lot of truth in what he just said.
Yeah, but we've got Steve. Steve, how long have you? Boy, we don't really do interviews.
Say.
We don't really do interviews. We just more have
conversations.
I don't either.
I don't accept checks either.
Restaurants.
That's okay because I'm not paying you anything.
Okay.
That's okay. My agent will be talking to you.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, tell him
Gary Layton.
Tell him I'll double that.
Okay, ease up.
Guy's going to have a cow over here.
Gary's all right.
I kind of feel left out. I don't understand what's going on.
That's okay. We'll probably get into it later, I imagine.
Yes, and some things maybe you don't really want to know. But in the meantime.
But when we do that, let's not name too many names.
Is it because I've had 4 hours
of sleep? No, he's a good guy, actually.
He really is. But, I mean, moving more into the topic, let's get a little bit more onto Steve, who's really is a good friend of mine and an extraordinary, extraordinary drummer who also holds one of the world records right now for having some of the fastest hands in the world, and it's documented. It can be actually proven. But beyond that, he's just a great guy and a great drummer. So, Steve, I'm getting off the hot seat. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about what you're wearing today.
Like I said, talk to Mike.
I don't know. We've got 3 people with black T-shirts, and then what's with the polo? What's going
on
there?
What's with the green? Why do you have color?
It's a Green Day.
You're wearing color. What's wrong with you?
I was listening to Green Day, and it became a Green Day.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Well, you know.
I'll keep my mouth shut now.
So you brought in your drumometer, it looks like.
Well, I don't even know if the 9-volt battery works, but, you know, right now, because I haven't used it for a while. It's cyclical when I use it.
Yeah.
Know? I still do exercises, but I'm not always trying for, you know, the fine finger speed and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, that was the 2004 NAMM meter session.
2004, I went again this year. Ooh, that was
wrong
nice.
Button.
I thought I did something wrong. Loser. Loser. You lose again. Shut up,
I like that button.
I'm going
Sorry.
To turn Kaylee's mic off.
No, you are not. I'll turn your microphone off. I'll throw a pen at you. I'll throw broccoli at your head.
Ooh.
That's happened before. Hi, Blondie.
Someone's like chia pet your head.
It's okay. I don't have hair. It just wipes right off.
Ooh.
Okay, so as you're saying,
ooh.
The cheese on the broccoli
yeah.
that got thrown at my head. Hi, Blondie.
Okay, I'm going to end this, but just yes, Mike actually does not have hair, so that would look really interesting. But
he has back hair.
Yeah. All right. Steve was saying.
Well, I'm not going to check.
You all right. So it was 2004.
Yeah, at NAMM, what they do is at the NAMM, for those who don't know, National Association of Music Merchants. Big trade show. It's held actually twice yearly, but the big show is in Anaheim, which is, you know, right outside of L.A. Everything's basically a suburb of L.A. out there.
Yeah, it is.
One big city. And it's next to Disneyland, which is good if you really get sick of the show.
Because it's hard to get sick of Disneyland, except for that. It's a small world, right?
Yeah, I know. World. Well, they change things. All right. Slowly. Oh,
that's enough of that song. Thank you.
But
blacklisted.
So what they did this particular year is my mom had passed away. God bless her. God rest her soul. And I think she had something to do with this, you know, if you want to believe in that sort of thing. Guy doesn't, but that's okay. I never go to this particular music store that I went to, and I'll mention it because they sponsored the event, Daddy's Junkie. But I don't usually stop at this one for a variety of reasons. It's not on my path, whatever. And I was in Manchester area, and I said, you know, I need a pair of X sticks. So I just went up, you know, whatever sticks I was looking for. I can't even remember. I went in. And I saw this really strange device, and he's got kids all pouring all over it and old men. And I'm like, what is so big about this thing? What is this? They called it a drumometer, and I had a Remo pad, and I hate Remo pads, but, you know, that's what they were using, and that's how they trigger it. And Joe Remo, I'm sorry.
Remo heads on all my drums.
Oh, so, I do, too. I do, too. But the pad's different. You know, the practice pad, as you know?
Yeah, the Remo practice pad I got.
It's weird. It's just different. But if you're a drummer, all you who are drummers, well, you know, you don't worry about it.
It's collecting dust in my room.
Yes.
Oh, it's a Frisbee, too.
Well, I'm not even a drummer, so I don't know why it's in my room, but whatever.
Good point. I don't either. Can't be used for much else. But, you know, I went in there, and I said, well, this is kind of weird. Never seen anything like it. What it is a counter timer device. And, you know, everyone says, like guitar players, oh, wow, he's so fast. He's so this. He's so that. And usually drummers say, oh, he's really fast. So there's something now that actually allows you to measure it, you know. And
it's a drum-o-meter.
Yeah, drum-o-meter.
Drum-o-meter.
Trademark, TM.
Yes.
And Extreme Sport Drumming is the name of the outfit that does this, and really it's kind of like a sport when you get into it. I mean, the way you have to prepare for it, there's a lot to it, but without getting into it and boring everybody,
is it a sport like cheerleading is a sport?
It's better
that
than
kind
that.
Of sport?
I think it should be a full contact sport.
It is. Yes. It is, actually.
That would rock.
Somebody's getting close to your number, you take them down.
Well, my little sister during the regional finals definitely would be ready to do it. Abby, she was very young at the time, but was definitely ready to. She was definitely ready to take down some people once I went. But what happened was, I went up for my turn. But I said, "What do you mean it's a counter timer device?" And they said, "Basically, the minute you tap the drum, we set an interval of time on one side, and when you start, the little trigger starts picking up every stroke." And there's different kind of things in drums, as you know, rolls. You're a drummer yourself, and closed rolls, open rolls, whatever, paradiddles, all these little funny things. And this particular area that I went into is just, you know, it's basically a roll, single stroke rolls, no bouncing. Right. You know, just one hand
just,
to the next.
Just sheer speed.
Well, I mean, it's just wrists and fingers.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the skills that you use of many. The most important being, of course, groove and feel and time. But I said, I don't know if, you know, because I was embarrassed. I didn't think I could do anything, you know. It's going to be terrible. They said, try it. So I tried it. I got like 890-something. They said, hey, dude, you should go out for this. And I'm like, what does everybody else get? You know, that's what you want to know right away.
I don't get anywhere near 890.
Well, you might. You never know.
No, I'm not that fast. We'll find out.
But I think you should try it.
I'll be happy to try it, but I'm not going to be anywhere near that
fast. You just do it for like 10 seconds or whatever, get a rough idea, because a lot of what will happen is if you haven't been practicing for a while, over about 15 or 20 seconds, if you haven't been doing the endurance exercises, you really don't see what you can do over 60, you know.
Right.
So that. But how many rolls when you're really playing drums are 15 seconds.
No, it's usually, you know,
few
get
seconds,
through a fill,
5 seconds.
Get through a fill or a little accent, and then you're back to a groove.
Exactly.
Actually, we've got to hang on for just a minute here because we've got to say that it is 4:01. You're listening to WSEA LP Portsmouth, 106.1 FM Portsmouth Community Radio. We're in the stage with people who are making
in the
faces.
In studio.
Wow.
This is not a stage.
What did you call it, a stage?
They tried.
You guys are distracting.
They tried to distract me, and
you're
they succeeded
the monkey.
Because I had one picking his nose and the other one making faces at me.
It's a pseudo-pick.
Pseudo-pick.
Pseudo.
See, I wasn't going to say who was who, but now I will. It was Steve
mm-hmm.
who
He's
was picking,
picking
his
nose.
I'm a professional.
Digging for gold.
So.
I'm really tired.
Okay, so we just had to get the station ID out of the way.
Wait,
so,
what's the phone number?
That's okay.
The phone number is 431
no,
WS-
no,
430.
You're wrong. There you go.
430 WSEA, which is 430-9722. And if you have...
Wrong. Loser.
If you have any questions about technique or general rockability for drums and for Steve, then give us a call and we'll put him on the hot seat.
I have a question for Steve.
Yes.
How do you rock so hard?
Well... My wife would say,
"You don't have. You don't even have to try to answer
fat.
That. That's just
no. Don't.
That's
answer.
Just an occasional stupid
it's
question
fine.
We throw
excess
out.
Fat. I'm going to say. That's it. Thank you.
Right. Hey, what's the next track on this CD that you brought in for us?
I have no idea because it's on the CD and you put it into something.
Well,
therefore,
smooth, Dad.
Well, it has to be in the.
I should have written something down on the sleeve.
Okay, let's see. It's called Let's Get It On. Is that the
Yeah, that's an Edgar. No, it's Edgar. Oh. Yeah, I thought so too before I was going to do it. This is a band that isn't called Machuca. It's now called Manchuca. And it's pretty interesting. 10-piece horn band, Tower Power, all kinds of neat stuff that was done and some original stuff. But this is one of their songs. It's just a short version. It's like 1 minute promo thing.
All right, well, let's give that a listen and see what that sounds like.
Come on, baby, come on with me. Come on, baby, come on with me now. Let's get it on. Oh, yeah. Let's get it on.
Nice.
That was a short version.
Yeah, good work.
It was cool.
That. Yeah, man.
Definitely proof that you can do a lot of things, keep a good groove going. And
that was a samba, double time samba in a rock song.
Nice.
Well, I was just kind of goofing on it.
Goofy, goofy.
But, you know, I just find that, you know, doing all this music, what happened while doing the drumometer stuff, the fastest drummer stuff, it didn't turn into a competition, really. It turned into meeting a lot of drummers.
Cool.
And everyone was just kind of cool about it. Because drummers don't have as easy a way to meet. We were talking about this, I think, a while ago. To get together, I mean, you get drum kits and all this big stuff. Guitar players can just carry around a guitar.
Yeah, they can carry it around, and they can play guitar with other people.
Right.
To try to play drums with another person.
It's difficult.
You can't. It's tough to improvise it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if you don't have, if it's not something that you do, than to try to just make something cool. You know, it just sounds like everybody's banging if you, you know.
Yeah, even drum circles. I mean, you can't talk to each other.
Yeah, it's a little too loud for that.
So, you know, when you get to sit down and warm up, I mean, it takes like half an hour to warm up before you're even ready to do your best work, you know. Because I didn't realize this till talking to physiologists and stuff. But the arm is, and down to the finger, is the most difficult place to get blood flow fully, especially down into the fingers. Every other place.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. It's just how it's pumping up around, you know, all the angles, especially in a drumming position with your fingers in an odd position. Your feet, that's why, you know, fingers and feet get frostbite. You know, they're,
yeah.
But just to get the oxygen in there, it takes a while to get used to long duration. The other thing is fast twitch muscles, long twitch muscles. That's drummers use fast twitch muscles. Marathon runners use long twitch muscles. They can't play basketball with or darn as far as, you know, running up and down the court real quick or jumping high. And that's what fast twitch muscles do, are quick things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're generally a smaller percentage of all of it. But when you get into it, and I won't bore everybody with it because it was fascinating to me, but I'm a drummer, it was just, you know, the way you had to train, and you had to make up ways. You had to copy other techniques from other sports, and I'm still learning, you know, and I'm learning that my technique, the way I held the drumsticks, was wrong, really.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to learn from you today, is some technique. Cause,
oh, hey.
Because
I'll pass anything I learned.
I stopped playing for like 9-10 years,
yeah,
and just started getting
like that,
back into it a year and a half ago. And while I can hear in my head exactly what I want to do, the technique's not there to get it all out. At one time, the technique was pretty good, but lost it, and it's taken quite a bit of time to regain.
It's still
it.
There. You just got to pull it out.
It's buried down deep.
Where?
Down deep.
Down deep. Yeah, I mean, it's just, a lot of it is just this time. Like, I was taking golf lessons at one time in my life, believe it or not, and the instructor told me that all other things being equal, it's 2,000 repetitions of something before your muscle has a memory for that.
Well, I can believe it. You're the only one with that shirt on in the room.
If you know, if you're
Green Day.
If it only takes 2,000 repetitions, then when you're, you know, pounding out 984 beats a minute, what, 2 minutes, you're done. You're all set.
I consider one practice a repetition.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Hey, let's go to some music for a few minutes, and then we'll come back and talk with Steve some more and play some more of the stuff that he brought in for us. So this next one is by I. We played one of their songs called Mary earlier. This song is Drive.
Oh!
Sorry.
It's a good song. These guys are out of Manchester, and cool. They're a great band. Check this out.
Drive. West side, come by, just walked away. trust. Then why is it we must bust our backs till they crack and break just to live, for heaven's sake? Hey God, can you hear me now? Hey God, you can fear me now. Evil things that you've allowed, we can only wonder how. You're so good, the world's so bad. Anger's not a passing fad. Ten commandments like no sin. Please look at the world we're in. Daily struggle to survive. Hardly worth staying alive. I hope that there's a heaven, cause I am burning within this hell. Robots until the day we rust. In myself I only trust. I hope that there's a heaven, cause I am burning within this hell. Robots until the day we rust. In myself I only DTA to PTA. MIA to CIA. DOA to FBI. Let us stand for who knows why. The president don't care for us. The president's not there for us. Distorted views that are unjust. Weapons turn the world to dust. Throw us to the battlefields. Who cares how our families feel? You're not there to see them cry. In your plane, away you fly. Soldiers commit suicide. Human race, genocide. I hope that there's a heaven, cause I am burning within this hell. Robots until the day we rust. In myself I only trust. I hope that there's a heaven, cause I am burning within this hell. Robots until the day we rust. In myself I only trust. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you could, if you recognize that last song, then you get a gold star, because it's a brand new, well, they're a very young band. They're not a brand new band, but a young band from Manchester called Memory Box. And I saw them at Reflections last Friday night, and I thought they were great. It was I had a really good time at the show, and you know, talked to them a little bit, and got some demos from them, and so we got them on the air today. Their next show is on Sunday, July 16th at the Sad Cafe in Plastow, New Hampshire, and you can find out more about them at myspace.com/memorybox. And the band before that, the song before that was Trust by 12 Tone Row. I played their song Outside a little bit earlier in the show. Their next show is Sunday, July 16th at the Sad Cafe in Donohoe, New Hampshire. I don't know if maybe this is the same show and I've got the towns mixed up or what, but same day, Sad Cafe. You can check them out at myspace.com/12toneRow, number 12 Tone Row. And they're another, you know, they're a young band, and they put on a heck of a show. It's a really good time there. So we're back. Well, actually, we're not back yet. Let's look at the weather real quick. If you saw what the weather was like earlier, then that's pretty much what you can expect. How's that for the weather, Kay?
That would be awesome if my microphone was up.
It is up. I can hear you now.
Yeah, you had to. I had to give you a look.
Yeah, well.
This is the only time I can abuse my dad and get away with it.
All please, right. You abuse me every minute of,
hey,
of every day.
Hey, likewise. All right.
Yes, because we like to put the scars on the inside.
Well, at least that's what they tell me to tell my therapist.
So, scars aside, the weather. Chance of thunderstorms today and tonight. High of 84, low of 68. Wednesday, chance of thunderstorms. Nighttime rain likely, high 82, low 66. Thursday, rain likely. Boy, this has changed a little bit since last time. Rain likely in the day, slight chance of rain at night, high 76, low 62. And Friday, partly cloudy in the day, 83 is the high, partly cloudy at night, and a low of 86. So, we are in the studio. Well, we're still the Underworld. If you just tuned in or you've never caught us before, our show is all about local music, local rock.
Local ska, local anything that is good.
Yeah, if it rocks, if it rocks, we want it. We don't insist that it be a professional recording, although those are nice, but a lot of bands are putting out some great, great recordings out of their basements. They're putting MP3s on MySpace, and we're finding them. We're pulling them off. We're talking to the bands. We're putting them on a CD. We're bringing them in, and we're putting them on
MySpace
the air.
MySpace for that.
And yeah, they're great for that.
Hold that thought, because just in a few minutes, you're going to hear another recording that was actually done at someone's house. And the quality is ridiculous, but Steve can fill you more in on that.
Yeah. But if, you know, any bands that are out there right now, if you want to get on the show with us, if you want us to play your music on the air, then get a hold of us. You can email us at theunderworldradioshow@yahoo.com. Try it again. theunderworldradioshow@yahoo.com. Or you can
MySpace page.
What? Go ahead. I'm going to mess it up anyway.
Okay. MySpace.com/theunderworldradioshow. It's the same as the email. So if you forget that, then you might be kind of special.
Yeah, and we check that all the time. And we love to get new bands on. Just get us your demo. Get us your CD. Just get in contact with us, and we'll do what we can for you, because we just love local music.
And if you want to call here, the number is 430-WSCA. If you want to, like, send a smack my way or something. I don't know. My dad's always good to smack me in the back of the head. Just tell him and he'll do it.
All right. So let's talk to our guests here.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guy. Hey, Steve.
Hey there. It's literally a guy.
So while we were listening to music, Steve was getting warmed up on his drumometer.
His what?
Drumometer.
Ooh.
Bless you.
Yes. Thank you, my child.
Whoa. Dad, do you have something to tell me?
Don't talk to me.
What's going on? Nothing. I'm too tired
for
this.
That you need. Stay in the moment.
Oh,
stay in the moment.
I'm confused.
Okay, so what were we talking about a few minutes ago? We were talking about about extreme sport drumming and how that should be a full contact sport.
Yes, karate afterwards. You beat up the judge as soon as you leave the stage
wrestling.
And smile.
As it should be.
Sumo wrestling, and then you go for 60 seconds.
I always thought that billiards should be full contact.
That would be so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Throw the stick.
Oh,
no,
you
forget
kidding?
The stick. Get the balls.
If you get angry,
throw
you just
the ball.
Go.
The ball.
You have corkboard walls. You go, damn it, I missed a shot. You see these holes in the wall. I feel like a hurricane went through when they're done. Keep picking up new billiards.
So you were saying, you know, how you went.
Here's a guy getting us back on track. Guy's the straight man in this outfit right now.
I mean, the straight man around the one who says the most off the wall thing.
Today he's the straight man.
Yeah, today I'm the straight man because, like, someone needs to synchronize the insanity somehow.
Because I'm tired and I'm loopy.
You were talking about, you know, what it was like to be there and the drummers and whatnot and how everybody was pretty friendly and all that. But, I mean, what else can you talk about in that story that was pretty interesting? Maybe some of the people you met or just the feel of the whole thing or what have you.
Oh, well, NAMM's a huge show if you haven't been to it. 80,000 people go through it in, like, 4 days.
Wowie!
It's insane. All the newest gear. So first of all, as a drummer, you go around. There's other drummers performing. There's other guitar players performing and all the booths. There's a drum room, guitar room, disc jockey room. There's all kind. I mean, it's like six halls just full of the latest gear. And, of course, the primary reason is they're going to try to sell new lines to all the music stores. But
sure.
There's also plenty. There's concerts that go on. There's everything. I mean, anything music is going on there. So, obviously, the best musicians are there to be seen and to show the new contracts with their new, you know, distributors and endorsers and stuff like that.
They're paying the bills.
Yeah, but all the music's free. I mean, I saw Dave Weckl band, Harry Bozzio's band.
Harry Bozzio
band. He was great. Weckl and Bozzio in the same. I call him Bozzio because he used to call himself that, so I've continued. It's like pretty soon he's going to turn into like Prince and have just a cymbal.
Yeah, but first he'll be Boz, and then he'll be Buh.
I met him. I met him there. He's a very nice person. He's he was low key trying to slither through the crowd, and I saw him, and I just kind of walked next to him, and I said, Terry, I'm not going to say hello, have you take a picture of me, anything. I said, we can just keep walking wherever you're going. I said, I just want to let you know, man. I've ripped off so many of your drum licks that I could, and I said, I just love the way you're playing. Keep it up. And he looked at me. He goes, that's not fair. He said, I haven't heard anything you've done. I said, well, maybe you'd like it. Maybe you wouldn't like it. And he just smiled, and the minute he turned around, he said, take care. And he left. He looked. He was going someplace. Someone says, it's Terry Bozzio. And and he looked at me. It was like, this is my life.
This is somebody, you know? If you're not a drummer, you might not know who he is. If you are a drummer.
He's a monster.
You definitely
is
know.
Is it the Bozzio guys. Or Bozzio?
Well, people pronounce both. I've heard Bozzio. I've heard Bozzio. So
his main claims to fame were being incredibly young and going out with Frank Zappa. And that's not a gig you just get. You have to be the cream of the crop, the absolute best.
Tell you what,
the guy
in
was
UK,
what?
He was with UK, was which would turned into Yes and various other bands.
The stuff he does with exotic drums and the exotic cymbals and stuff.
Yeah.
He can basically play a concerto on
cymbals.
Yeah,
it's in the sound.
Alone.
It sounds to him.
Can we throw his website out so people can see
him? It's terrybozzio.com, TerryBozzio.com, I think.
Matter of fact, if you do drumming techniques on Google, the drumming tips or drumming techniques, he's right behind me in the rankings.
All right. And we should throw out Steve's website, too. That's www.stevedowdrums.com.
It's hilarious.
And you can find out all kinds of stuff that he's been up to on there.
One of the really neat things about that is you go to Steve's website if you're interested, and you'll see an amazing amount of really good tips for drummers. I mean, not even being a drummer myself, but someone who's just read them, I sat there and just went, wow, I'm a guitar player, and this makes sense to me. So it's going to make a lot of sense to drummers. They're just people with common curiosity. And keep an eye on that website because Steve will be doing some pretty
got a lot
special
more
projects
just,
coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in the queue. But anyway, I met David Weckl. Dave Weckl is also a jazz fusion drummer. He's probably one of the best in the world.
Those guys are crazy.
And he, yeah, I saw him in Chicoria's Electric Band in Boston, Berkeley Performance Center. That was amazing. And you just sit there with your mouth open, you know? And, but the neat thing about him was, the drummer that backed up me, was my backup in Machuca, and now is the Machuca drummer, the last band I was in. He grew up with Terry Bozzi, with Dave Weckl. And, they were in the same town, and he'd come over the house and play, and it was very strange because he was a lefty and Dave Weckl's a righty. So Dave Weckl said, I can't deal with this. You know, he kept trying. And, but he says it was really fun. He actually did play together until Weckl got so good. He just got sick of it. He said, I couldn't deal with it anymore. But they were good friends.
You amateurs just bore me.
But he's a really quiet man, I found, when I met him. And he kind of went over my shoulder and he's like, what are you doing there? And I was warming up before going on at the NAMM final, which you have to qualify there for, as well as, you know, originally I qualified for the regionals through Daddy's and the local stores, then the Northeast region. And Mike Mangini is the fastest drummer in the world who has done over 1,200 beats in 60 seconds.
That's insanity.
You know, it's nice when you can do that all day. I wish I could, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's basically a professor at Berkeley for half-time. Part-time professor, and the rest is just, you know, he can take gigs and stuff. But he gave me a really big clue that I've now started using that I didn't pay attention to on playing fast. Didn't make any sense till I got a little better, you know. And but he was really cool. He was a really cool guy, and he's nuts, you know. And of course I'm half nuts, so we had a good time together. But the Dave Weckl, back to him. When I finally got to the show, and you have to qualify again to get to, I thought, you know, after all this stuff, you'd be there. Well, there's like 3 days of qualifications there, and they only take the top 10.
So how many qualifying rounds did you go through?
Too many. And I just kept saying, I'm going to lose this. I kept winning. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose. You know, you don't expect, with all the great drummers out there, you don't expect to even get to the final rounds. It doesn't mean you're a great drummer. It means in this particular skill, you have some capabilities. What I've done is I just decided to make this. Okay, now what more does this, can I get out of this? You know, instead of just speed with my feet and my hands, because this year I did my hands. I mean, my feet and my hands. But I hurt my elbow, so I mainly concentrated on my feet. And I'm ranked 20th fastest drummer in the world for my feet, which is hilarious because I didn't really try. And
I wish I was that good at things I didn't really try at.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
That wouldn't be too bad at all.
You know, but it in context, though, so what? Now, a lot of drummers say, so what? Some of it's insecurity, some of it's jealousy, but I think most of it is honest. They say, so what? And they get a good point. So what? What about it?
Sure. It doesn't speed is a good tool.
It doesn't mean you're good.
Right. It's just one tool. I mean, there's so much more to it, but if you've got all the other aspects of drumming in place,
right,
plus the speed,
right,
then
it's, well, it helps you on those. I found that I beat my drum, my compadres in different bands and fill-ins and studio things that I was doing. They'd say, what have you done differently? When I came back from NAMM, and it was just 3 months of working on that prior to going to the show. And I found that my time, because you have to use a metronome, and you have to use this device. And there's no lying. There's no cheating. This thing says how many beats. The metronome with so many 16th notes tells you how fast you have to go, or you're never going to get there.
Yeah.
And you try different speeds for different exercises, then I just tried different things. Paradiddles. Left hand's weaker than the right. Work on that. Look at how my hand looked versus one hand versus the left. I found amazing things that I wasn't doing that when I went on the set made it easier to play. With my feet, with my hands, it helped my hi-hat. Working on the double bass drum helped my hi-hat technique.
Yes.
Which a lot of drummers ignore, especially in rock.
Yes, they do.
You know?
And when you hear somebody who's really doing a lot with the hi-hat, it really just stands out so well.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just use it as a timekeeper. But it's, I don't know, there's so many interesting accents that you can just throw in with a hi-hat.
You got it. You know. So I was looking at these things, and I'm saying, wait a minute. And I do a fill, and I would start with my left hand, and I didn't feel like I was going to lose it, you know, if I went down this drum. I said, well, what am I doing? You know, I just did it naturally because of all these repetitions, as we talked about earlier, for those of you who weren't here, like muscle memory. So
yes.
I'm trying to work towards providing information that helps people play better if they're going to do this. And a lot of drummers say it's a waste of time, a lot of big drummers. I had a little run-in with Bill Bruford about that through the press. You know, he said, it's a complete waste of time. It's terrible. This whole extreme sport thing is a farce for drummers. They asked me in Modern Drummer, I think, going off the stage, they asked me, what do you think about what he said? I said, well, you know, I appreciate Bill Bruford's skill, but I think he's ignorant because I've been living this and I learned so much about drumming from other drummers, from Mike Mangini, who's great. From Art Verdi, who's a great jazz drummer, from Weckl.
Nico?
From what's that?
Nico?
No, sorry.
Aiden?
Actually, I met, whose wife did I meet there?
You met Scott Rockerfield's wife,
yes.
Drummer Queensryche.
Yes. Yeah, I had a great conversation with her. She is a really neat lady. She wanted a cigarette. I didn't have any. I was sitting out with two of my buddies who were rocked out in black leather, and I was sitting there. I think I was wearing this green outfit. No, I'm kidding. No, I was sitting out there with him, and she asked me for a cigarette, and I asked her who she was, and oh. And so we talked, and they came by the booth. They tried to see us at the warm-up area for the extreme sport drumming stuff, which is just drumming to me. You know, that's all it is. But I asked her, how did you do this? Like, you know, simple things. Like, you got kids. I mean, like, how did you do this with kids? Like, how come you're still going together? She said, well, we tried a tour with the kids. And she said, I'll never go on tour again. He can go, and I'm happy to stay home. I tried
it.
You know?
Scott Rockenfield is he's one of my – well, Queensryche's my second favorite band on the face.
Oh, cool.
Same here.
Yeah.
And the
– good solid.
You know, he's really solid. I love his style.
Yeah.
His beats, you know, his rhythms are a little offbeat. Fills
no
a little
intended.
Different from other people. He just does.
Yeah.
His wife's
cool.
Great.
I mean, you know, when you really get to sit with someone away from the nuttiness, you know, and talk to them, they're normal, just like us.
From what you're telling me before,
normal, though?
Whether it be family members or whether it be one of them themselves, it's like at the end of the day, you pretty much say, you know, we're all one and the same no matter what level you're at. You get away from the crowd. Now, you said that was one of the coolest things you found.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, there were some that had attitudes. Okay, there are definitely egos there, but I couldn't tell whether they were more out of insecurity. A lot of time when people have attitudes, I find it's more out of insecurity than arrogance. There are arrogant people, but if you really look at how they're acting, I always kind of look at it. Some people just have a hard time communicating with people, and they seem arrogant or aloof, when really if you just take a little more time to listen to them, they're not so bad. Buddy Rich, he was an interesting character. Friends of mine knew him, played with him as horn players, etc. And they said that the thing about him was if you got him away from the band and just talked to him one-on-one, he was the nicest guy. But his nickname was Ruddy Bitch. He used to find people being 5 minutes late from rehearsals, you know. Oh, I'm sorry, but that's exactly what was his name, okay? I don't mean to assault anybody, excuse me. I take that back, but that was what they called him, and I'm only regurgitating what I was told. So forgive me, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's not belabor the point. All right, on to the next thing.
Let's move on to the next song that you had on your disc here, which is I Didn't Mean to Hurt You. Is that right? All right. So this is Steve Dow, and
it's just a group effort. Jimmy Rogers, Eric Colosi, Bob Lawless, and myself kind of passing discs around in this crazy world of ours that we can do that with MIDI and other things.
Okay, well, let's just check this out. Let's try to check that out one more time. Prescott Park's Art Festival and Portsmouth Community Radio team up to showcase community acts Thursday and Sundays at 5:30 p.m. right before Oliver. WSEA DJs will MC the show. This isn't making a whole lot of sense here. Let's just try this. WSEA is hosting community showcase at the Prescott Park Arts Festival. On Thursday, July 13th, the Groove Tones, a local four-piece classic rock and roll band, playing popular cover tunes from the 1960s and 70s. And, I'm just going to throw up my hands in frustration on that one because I'm just not getting there. Hey, we're already moving on. Moving on.
Go!
Hey, our guest on the show next week is Enticement, and we played one of their songs last week. It was supposed to be Breathe, and we played the wrong one.
I pushed the wrong button again.
It's okay, Kaylee. So we're going to give Breathe another try here, but next week we're going to be happy to have Enticement on the show. I made a comment last week that wasn't entirely correct, and so we're going to give them a chance to come in here and beat me up a little bit. And if you want to find out more about them, you can go to their MySpace page, myspace.com/enticementproject. They're from Pepperell, Mass, and this song is Breathe.
Hey!
That was Enticement with Breathe. They're going to be our guests on the show next week. This next song is by Spawning Echoes, and it's called 6 Feet Under. They're going to be Spawning Echoes is going to be on the show on August 1st.
Yeah.
All right, that was Spawning Echoes with 6 Feet Under. And we're here in the studio with Steve Dow and Guy Harvey. And Steve has now got his microphone near his drumometer. We're going to hear some real speed here. And, you know, this is just something fun for us to check out here. So, Steve, whenever you're ready.
Well, the first thing I usually do, well, you can hear me or not, it's another thing. But the first thing I usually do is...
Yeah, thank you. After I'm warmed up, which takes about a half an hour, which I'm not, but that's okay for what we're doing. It's just demo. You won't do full 60-second runs, but I just try to play just below the tension level with my sticks, trying not to go above 2 inches. Right now on my leg, usually on the drum pad. Don't cause too many bruises. And then I do 1 second bursts, 2 second bursts on the drumometer because it counts. And I don't worry about the metronomes and all this stuff to start with. Just want to see where I am. Then I know when I'm fairly warmed up. And I probably won't be because I usually get anywhere from 19 to 21 beats in a second with just single stroke rolls, no bounces. And then I just, you know, once I get to that and I feel I'm somewhere in that 18, 19, 20 area, then I try to go a little further and, you know, go on from there. But we'll just do some short ones. Because, you know...
Yeah, we only have a few minutes here, anyhow.
So right now I'm just going to do a 1 second and see where I am. That's a 19.
That was easy.
That's 19. So what I'll do is I'll go a little longer.
Okay. You didn't make 20 in a second? Come on.
Well, what's wrong with you?
Now, only moments ago, I did 40 in 3 seconds.
That adds 40, up.
40 is more than 20, you'll have to agree.
I can double stroke roll. No,
okay. No. I'm just giving you.
That's right. 19 again. This is going to happen for a while. 19.
That's okay because you're going so much faster than I ever could.
I bet I could get 5.
I'm duly impressed.
Caca.
Caca.
Oh man, I'm right on the inch.
It doesn't read 0.5. It should.
It looks funny.
18.
The thing about this is, now, if you were to sit down and actually do the math over 60 seconds, exactly how many beats is 19 beats in a second?
It's pulling.
18.4 is 1,100. And only 4 people have ever done that. Ever.
Are you one of them?
Oh, no. No, I'm working towards that. Because what happens is, that's the first step. If you can do 19, 20, 21, that tells you the potential speed you can ultimately do. For example, Mike Mangini, fastest drummer in the world, he's done 1,240 beats. He does 20 to 22 beats in a second. I was sitting there practicing with him, and that's when he's warmed up. Yep. So about a beat behind him. So he believes he could probably do, like he told me, the maximum limit for probably just about anyone he's seen is 1,300.
It's insane.
You know, and that's without bouncing again. But that's the kind of drum. He's into thrash metal kind of drumming right now, which is cool. And that's what he needs. And with his feet, he just decides to he did a record that came. It was like 800-something beats a second for 15 minutes.
Because
he does endurance practice. That's what he's doing now.
That's 800 beats a minute. A second's a little ridiculous.
Well, it's not a second. I'm sorry. It comes out to be 1,800 beats a minute, and he does it for 15 minutes because he was trying to get ready for a gig. Or a record he was doing, you know.
That's just crazy.
So that's how he practices. That's an endurance end. But yeah, that's the sport end, you know, with those kind of drummers. But then you get your jazz drummers and all that other stuff. So, you know, I'm definitely in between that. I've done heavy stuff. I've done jazz gigs. So, you know, I guess what we can do here for a longer one, we can just do 6 seconds. And, of course, you multiply it times 10, and, you know, that's one way to do it.
Let's see what your 6 seconds
You will lose probably about, you know, 5 or 10 beats when you're all set up. And done and running in any shape. So hang on.
Yeah, so I guess we'll make this the last run and we'll get back to the last bit of music. But it is pretty amazing to sit and look at someone who can do something that's...
Yeah, the technique is unbelievable.
So hard to do.
I've got to learn from this guy. I've got to learn his technique. And if you want to check out his website one more time, it's www.stevedowdrums.com.
It's all for fun.
Here we go.
Nice. 104 in 6 seconds. So
1,040.
So that's not too shabby.
Yeah, 1,040.
Try it one more time.
Yeah, we can
get
spare
a drum roll, please.
We can spare another 6 seconds.
I got one person left.
All
right.
I had a little cock in there. You know, just a little. Not clean.
Here we go, folks. Last run. He's getting a breath, and that'll be the end.
Hundred and four.
Same thing.
That's ridiculous.
I'm too competitive.
Isn't that my button?
It is your button. Hey, Black Knight Meditations is on tonight at 10 o'clock. It is a heathenish foray along the shining path. Oral ruminations of black, death, speed, thrash, gothic, doom, power, prog, shred, and traditional metal. Not broadcast via conventional, commercial-type airwaves every Tuesday night from 10 to 2 a.m. For more information and for playlists, you can go to www.blackknightmeditations.com. Now let's take a quick look at who we've heard from today. We've had a few songs from I. They're from Manchester, New Hampshire. They're going to be our guests on the show on July 25th. They've got a couple shows that are coming up very soon. One of them is an all-ages show on Sunday, July 23rd at Reflections Lounge in Chelmsford, Mass. They've got another one Saturday, July 29th at the Dover Brick House in Dover, New Hampshire. You can check them out at myspace.com/I. We've played a couple from 12 Tone Row. They're from Merrimack, New Hampshire. Their next show is going to be Sunday, July 16th at Sad Cafe in Donohoe, New Hampshire. You can check them out at myspace.com. 12 Tone Row. Stop it. We had a song from Memory Box. That song was Medicine. They're from Manchester, New Hampshire. Their next show is going to be Sunday, July 16th at Sad Cafe in Plasto, New Hampshire. New Hampshire. You can see them at myspace.com Memory Box. We played Every Time We Touch from Bottoms Up. They're from Nashua. Their next show is going to be this Friday, July 14th at Deb's Lakeside Lounge in Drake at Mass. They're myspace.com Bottoms Up Band Rocks. We had Skama Sutra, who we also had last week. Song Emo Patrol. They're from Exeter, New Hampshire. Their next show is going to be this Saturday, July 15th in downtown Portsmouth during the Summer in the Street series. You can check them out at myspace.com, Skama Sutra. And we played one from Enticement, who's going to be our guest on the show next week. That song was Breathe. They're from Pepperell, Mass. And you can see them at myspace.com/enticementproject. In case you missed all those, because I was reading them really fast, if you go to our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/theunderworldradioshow, then you can... Then we have links to all these bands. We have them as our friends. You can check them out. You can hear some of their music. I'd like to thank our guest Steve Dow for coming in today. Thanks a lot. That was very interesting, very informative.
Thank you so much.
And I've got a great time. So much to learn from you. And Guy, thanks for coming in again. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Democracy Now is up in a minute. Kaylee is silent.
Hi.
We're gonna play one more as we go out here. This is one more song by I. This is called, wait for it, Do What You Want. See you next week.
Yo, get down and do what you want, be what you want.